My name is Simon Cox. The date is the 18th of August. The time is 8:25. I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I start by asking you your full name, age, and where you've come from today?
Okay. My name's Nancy Bell. I'm 31, and I've come from home, which is London. So Kilburn, actually.
Have you always lived in Kilburn?
No, not at all. But I did grow up in London, and I grew up roughly in that area, in Camden, the borough of Camden. So I'm still in Camden, yeah.
Do your family still live in Camden?
No, my mum grew up in Africa, and she's been in London since her early 20s, and she's now in her early 60s, and she's just moved to Lewes near Brighton. And my dad was from Portsmouth. He's dead now, but he also lived in London most of his life as well.
How are you feeling?
Right now, I'm feeling unexpectedly nervous, sort of excited, nervous feeling, because I didn't expect to be doing this today.
So with that in mind, do you have any expectations about going on the plinth at all?
I think I'm a bit anxious about the fact that something about being on a platform, you sort of feel like you should be entertaining, you know, and I'm not an entertainer, I'm not an exhibitionist, and so that's quite daunting to me. I've only just realised that, thinking about it, going, oh my God, I actually, you know, the idea of being sort of watched by people is actually really quite terrifying, and in that sort of way, you know. I wouldn't say I was shy in a normal way, but in that sort of, you know, you're on a platform, I generally sort of avoid that, I think.
So have you had prior experience of performances, being a performer?
Well, in the sense of not kind of like being on a stage or, you know, entertainment-wise, but I suppose on a sort of, in more social situations and things, I'm probably quite outgoing and quite, you know, somebody who would talk and tell stories and things like that, but just not in a sort of formal way, if you know what I mean. And also I've had to do presentations, and I'm training to be a psychotherapist, so I have to do quite a lot of that kind of speaking. You have to be confident, you have to, you know, but not as a performer, you know.
So you're doing a course to train to be a psychotherapist?
Yeah, I'm about to go into my second year, and that friend of mine, Phil, is on my course with me. And so that's quite, yeah, it's great, it's very interesting, but it's quite a journey. It's quite intense, but it's interesting, and it's stimulating, and it's good.
So what made you choose this course then?
I was doing a job that I didn't really like. I hadn't really thought about, you know, I never sort of had a career path. I always just went with what I enjoyed. You know, I did an English degree at university, and I always loved reading, and I loved, you know, being analytical, but people I always loved. And I remember I just sort of went, right, what do I really want to do? What am I really interested in? I'm really interested in people, and I've always been quite interested in psychology and things like that. And I started looking into it. I did a foundation while I was working and really enjoyed it. And decided to went away travelling, took a bit of time out to sort of think about it, because it's not something you can rush, and it's something that you have to sort of, you know, it's never finished, you know, it's an ongoing sort of thing. And it's definitely something that if there are many obstacles to it, financial, emotional, loads of stuff, and it'd be very easy to stop, you know what I mean? There would be a reason, if I wanted to find a reason not to do it, I could find a reason. But every time I kind of think about it, I kind of go, no, it's definitely, I think it's the right thing.
Where did you travel then when you were thinking about this?
I went to India for 4 months, Southeast Asia for 4 months, and Australia for 4 months. And I lived in Malaysia when I was a kid for a year and a half. So I had been back to Asia for 20 years, but India I really, really loved. And yeah, the whole thing was great. Although going away for a year is quite difficult, coming back is hard. It's definitely hard, especially when you're, I don't know, because a lot of people go traveling a lot younger. I never did that. So I went when I was 29, and it was great, but coming back was, yeah, a bit tough. Going back to London especially.
Could you see yourself living abroad then?
I'd say, I mean, I wouldn't rule it out, but I would say, having been to Australia was quite interesting because, you hear so much about Australia and, you know, we're kind of sort of familiar with it and people sort of talk about it as having the same kind of culture as we do. But I found it completely different and completely kind of not at all similar to our culture. And I found it a bit, I don't know, I don't think I could live there, let's put it that way. It felt very far away and it felt, there was something lacking about it, something a bit lacking. I don't know, it's beautiful, but just, it doesn't have the same sort of richness to it that the cities don't. I don't know, I can't explain it very well, but wouldn't live there. But maybe other places, I don't know.
You've mentioned you lived in Malaysia for a year and a half. How old were you?
I was eight till nine and a half. About eight till nine-ish. Yeah, in KL, Kuala Lumpur. And it was, I went out there with my mum and the man she was with at the time, my stepfather and his son, my stepbrother. But then when we were out there, the family split up and me and my mum ended up staying out there just on our own. And she taught and I went to school and then we came back. And it was quite a hard time because it was, you know, the breaking up of a family. But I got to swim every day and school finished at 2. That was quite nice.
Going back to the Plymouth, now that it's short notice, what are you thinking about doing up there?
Well, I think that I'm just going to try and be as honest as possible, because I think that's the only thing I can really do. And I'm a really keen photographer. I've got my camera with me. And although it's on very low battery, and I was thinking today, I must charge my camera before I take it out today, and I didn't. So I'd like to take a few photos, and I'd quite like to actually, I didn't realise, I was looking at someone up there earlier, that you are kind of low enough so that you can talk to people. And I think I'd quite like to talk to people because I think that would be more interesting for me. At least there'd be something, I don't know, I just, because I'm not going up there with sort of an activity or a costume or something. So I'm just going to sort of see how I feel when I get up there, I think. I don't have any plans apart from maybe take a few pictures, and it'll probably die. I'm a bit upset that I'm not going to be able to take a lighter up there because I would like to be able to smoke. So, but I'm sure I'll cope.
Would you like to smoke up there, and do you feel that the health and safety laws that restrict it are oppressive?
I think, seeing as it's outside and it's not kind of, you know, 1 square foot, I don't really see what the issue would be. But I can understand that, you know, lighters, I mean, you know, they won't let you take lighters into the Taj Mahal, so I can imagine it's the same kind of thing. I don't know about, I do find that the smoking thing a little bit, I sort of think it's my, you know, it's my choice, you know. But then maybe it's not the best thing to just smoke cigarettes on a plinth that's being broadcast. We'll see. I will take one up there, though.
Going back, you mentioned an interest in photography. What particularly interests you about photos?
Well, I've always liked images. I just didn't really... You know, when you're at school and people who are sort of creative or artistic, if you're not sort of labelled as that, you don't kind of put yourself in that category. But I always loved images. I always had loads of pictures. I used to cut out pictures, and I used to make tape covers, and I used to make compilations. And then when I was, I always took pictures, but I didn't have a really good camera, and I went away travelling, and I took loads of pictures on the way, and people commented on them and really liked them, and I found that it really enhanced my experience because it made me look at things differently. And it's definitely people that I like taking pictures of, because I think in 10 years time, when you look back on your photos, it's the ones of people that you'll want to look at more than, you know, the sunset or whatever. And I like capturing an atmosphere or a moment, you know, or like if you're at an event or a party or something, getting the feeling of that. And I've had good feedback from the pictures I've taken. So, but it's just something I enjoy doing. I don't want to be pressured. It's just something that I find interesting and enjoyable. Yeah.
You mentioned about putting labels on people. This project's all about modern portrayal of Britain. So I'm going to ask you, can you paint a picture of yourself at this moment in time?
I'd say, I mean, the thing is that we, as human beings, we share so many similar traits, but it's amazing how different we can be from our neighbour, you know, even if we might have grown up in the same place. I'd say that I remember somebody once saying, my aunt said to me once, oh, you remind me of Bridget Jones because you're single, you live in London, and you have a non-committal boyfriend or something at the time. And I was furious because I was like, no, that's... I mean, I hate that film anyway. But, yeah, I'm single. I live in London. I was trying to think of those three words when I was doing the website thing, and it's difficult to sum... I don't think I can really sum myself up. I'd say that to be interested is to be interesting. And I'd say I'm interested.
Yeah. And do you think you'll gain anything from spending an hour up in the plinth?
Yeah, definitely. I think... It's funny, because I said to somebody in... Trafalgar Square, I said, if you could go on the plinth, what would you do? And they said I'd go home and have a cup of tea, because I think it's a waste of time. But I think that anything that takes you out of your comfortable environment or what you're familiar with is going to give you whatever that might be, whether it's going to a different country, whether it's doing something that you've not done before, that's going to make you look at things slightly differently. I mean, firstly, I'll never have seen Trafalgar Square from that angle. It will provide interactions with people that you wouldn't have as an anonymous Londoner walking through. You suddenly don't become anonymous. I think that will be quite interesting and quite daunting, I think. A bit like being in Africa once and walking down and being literally the only white person and realising what that felt, you know, you felt very noticed. And growing up in London, you get so used to being anonymous. I think that would be quite interesting.
Is it important for you to have an identity then?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, I think that's what's scary about going up on that plinth without a costume or something like that, because then you've got a mask or something. I think that's... So I guess my fear is that people go, oh, who's that? You know, that's... What are they doing? What's their point? What point are they making? I suppose I'm not really making a point. I suppose it's about my own experience is all I can do.
Thank you.
Thank you.